Jake Juliet from Explore Minnesota joins me now. Morning, Jake.
Morning, Jay. How are you?
I'm doing just fine. So the Mississippi River is a river that flows through many towns, including ours here in St. Cloud. Yeah. And we're talking about things to do on the Mississippi today.
Yeah, we are. You know, the Mississippi really anchors Minnesota, and it's a great, there's tons of activities to do all along the river.
So let's get started where the river starts, Itasca State Park. Have you been to Itasca State Park before?
I have many times. It's actually one of my favorite places to go to. It's that whole Itasca State Park is just one of the most beautiful state parks that we have in the state. And visitors of all ages can hop rock to rock across the spot where the Lake Itasca flows into the river's humble beginnings. The Mary Gibbs Visitor Center, adjacent to the headwaters, actually features exhibits on the river's history and cultural importance. And Minnesota has more miles of the Mississippi River than any other state, including the river's most wild and scenic stretches as it flows north to Bemidji and east through several large lakes into Chippewa National Forest. Itasca also stands out as Minnesota's oldest state park. It was established in 1891, and it's one of its largest at 32,000 acres, and it's among its grandest thanks to the variety of lodging that's rich in historic character and similar in style to the national park lodges that were built in the early 1900s. So the park offers a lot of really great lodging properties. There's 220 campsites, plus cabins, suites, rooms of the historic Douglas Lodge, and there's even a hostel from in the 1922 former park headquarters. So there's a lot of great places to actually go experience the park, but you can stay there too.
And of course, you can walk across the Mississippi River.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's one of those kind of rites of passage, right? That I think every Minnesotan has to go.
Absolutely.
Go to Itasca, and then you walk across the river, and it's just rocks, and it seems weird because it's just a small stream at that point.
Yeah, it seems crazy that that little tiny stream can flow into the mighty Mississippi River, but it does, and it's definitely a rite of passage for Minnesotans and for guests of Minnesota, too.
So let's talk about what happens in Bemidji, then, as the river starts getting a little bit larger.
Yeah, so the river gets bigger and it flows through Bemidji. It feeds into Lake Bemidji, which anchors this college town like a big blue jewel. And among its southwest shore, Paul Bunyan and Babe the Blue Ox stand proudly for photo ops. I'm sure a lot of people know where they can go see Paul and Babe, but this is one of the great attraction, great thing to stop by and take a couple photos. You can cross the street to explore downtown sculptures, shop for Ojibwe crafts, warm up with locally produced warm wool blankets and jackets if you're there in the winter. You can catch a show at the Art Deco Theater or rent a bike for a spin around the lakeshore. There's so much to do in Bemidji. It's one of my favorite places in the state. On the lake's northern shore, Lake Bemidji State Park's boardwalk offers an intriguing glimpse of northern Minnesota's bog country, too. So this is a really great place to stop.
And then when it stops off in Brainerd, you got the Brainerd Lakes area is a great place to go and visit. A lot of people have cabins in that area, too.
Yeah.
And you can explore the Mississippi in that area as well.
Absolutely. You know, while it's best known for hundreds of lakes and legendary resorts, this cluster of towns was born in the late 1870s when the new railroad crossed the Mississippi and picked up logs for the lumber mills. And today, visitors can sample gourmet chocolates, you can ride a bike, you can go geocaching along the Paul Bunyan State Trail. The Paul Bunyan State Trail is just one of the best trails that we have in the state. And it follows former railroad line past lakes, resorts, and charming downtowns. So it's a really great place.
And of course, when it makes its way to St. Cloud, we know we've got Munsinger Gardens, Clements Gardens that are right there along the river. Great place to go visit.
Oh my gosh, yeah. I mean, you're right in your backyard. You have the Mississippi, which is awesome. And you can rent kayaks and canoes. You can float among the Beaver Islands on the way to Clearwater. There, you can go fishing on the Mississippi. There's tons of great stuff to do in St. Cloud.
I've done both the canoeing and the kayaking on the river. In fact, my wife and our two kids went and did this a few years ago. And what we learned is that kayaking is probably better for us because when you are in a canoe, you're needing to work with someone else. And it doesn't work as well. So that was definitely our experience. And you want to have people that are a similar weight because otherwise the boat is not quite balanced. So, you learn something out of doing that. And I guess what I learned is kayaking is more my speed.
Oh, absolutely. I've gone kayaking on the river, too. And it's one of my favorite things to do. It's just super fun. And I agree with you. It's a little bit more my speed as well. With the canoe, you definitely need to have a really good team to do it with you.
Yeah, no doubt. And, you know, a lot of people do the floating from St. Cloud to Clearwater, where I mean, it's you're it's pushing you that direction anyway. So it's not difficult at all to be able to make that trip.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely.
Speaking of going that direction, then the Twin Cities, lots to do in regards to the river there.
Oh my gosh, tons to do. Strategically placed, you know, high above the confluence of the Minnesota and the Mississippi rivers, the cannons of historic Fort Snelling boom across the river as costumed soldiers perform their drills. Fort Snelling is one of those, a great place to stop and visit. In Minneapolis, the Mill City Museum, one of my favorite museums in the state, explains how the river powered massive flour mills that made Minneapolis the world's breadbasket in the late 1800s. Mill City, I will say, is really cool because they have something called the Flower Tower, which is this old elevator that was made into this kind of a ride that takes you up and down, and you get to explore the history of the flour mill. It's really cool and an experience unlike any other. So I definitely recommend checking out Mill City Museum. You can visit the Mississippi National River and Recreation Area, a national park site that spans 72 miles with visitor centers at St. Anthony Falls and at the Science Museum of Minnesota in downtown St. Paul.
Yeah, a lot of things to go. I didn't even realize there was that Mill Museum that was even there. So, yeah, there's a lot of cool museums that I think that if you don't look for them, you don't even know they exist.
Yeah, I would definitely recommend checking out the Minnesota Historical Society if you're looking for different museums. They have, I think it's over 30 or 40 different historical sites throughout the state. And they've got some really great museums, including Mill City Museum. So definitely check that out if you're looking for museums.
As you move further down the river, some southern river towns. Red Wing's a great community. I've been there many times. You got kind of the Bluffs in that area, too. And then you go further to Winona and Wabasha.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, these are really cool river towns. You can experience a variety of great attractions in southern Minnesota along the mighty Mississippi. You can start in Red Wing and explore charming downtown with local shops and eateries, and make sure to get a hike in at the Barn Bluffs. These have beautiful views of the river and downtown Red Wing. Wabasha Kellogg hosts some great attractions for the whole family, including the National Eagle Center, which I know we've talked about on here before, but that's where guests can see bald eagles up close and learn about these majestic creatures in fun and educational demonstrations. One of my favorite places is Lark Toys, because I'm definitely a kid at heart, so I love to go to Lark Toys. They offer some great family fun with a hand-painted wooden carousel. There's mini golf and toys as far as the eye can see, including some that are actually made at Lark Toys. Finally, Winona touts world-class paintings and craftsmanship at the Minnesota Marine Art Museum, or the historic architecture and stained glass tour through the Victorian era downtown. And if you're visiting this summer, be sure to check out one of Winona's many art festivals as well.
You know, a lot of things to do, certainly, and you can just go along the river. And the Great River Road is one that I think is going to take you a lot of that, and it's very scenic.
Yes.
I still remember, and I think I was telling, I think it was Alyssa before you, when I went down to Nashville, we tried to take the Great River Road for a big part of that trip. And it was great in Minnesota. But then as soon as we started getting into, I think it was, you know, portions of Wisconsin or Illinois, that the trip sent me on a single lane, non-tarred road. I'm like, okay, now you've lost me.
Oh, no.
And I think it hooks up with a more established road, but there was a stretch where it was a single lane road right along the river. I'm like, okay, I like scenic, but I also like safety. So I'm going to have to err on the side of safety and skip that. But it is certainly a interesting way to go and explore, especially in the summer, to go and see what this state and other states around us have to offer. Sometimes you can just enjoy as opposed to trying to go as fast as you possibly can.
Right. Absolutely. And I think one of the cool things about the Mississippi River is that even when you go to other states, there's all these really cool river towns along the river that you can stop at and really get to experience the different cultures that you have. And even just in Minnesota alone, from the northern part of the state to the southern part of the state, you really get a different vibe through these different towns that you go through. And it's just a really cool experience.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. If people do want to find out more about what the Mississippi has to offer and other opportunities to explore Minnesota, how can they do that?
Yeah, they can go to exploreminnesota.com. That's exploreminnesota.com. We have tons of articles on the Mississippi River, including a really big landing page. So you can definitely check out and plan your trip down the Mississippi.
Excellent. Jake, thank you. We'll talk to you again in a couple of weeks.
Sounds good. Thanks, Jay.
That's Jake Juliet from Explore Minnesota joining us every other week here on WJON.